Hi, this is Meghna Chakrabarty with On Point. Today on the show, we talked about kids and the challenges they're facing these days. Racism, the pandemic, climate change, and why so many young people are looking towards their futures with everything from trepidation to impending doom. But more specifically, why they're looking towards their future with overt pessimism. Here's the story of one young person on the West Coast.
My name is Zainab Javed. I'm 19. And I live in the Bay Area, California. I was in middle school. It was either 7th or 8th grade. And I was coming home from my local mosque with my mom. I was in the passenger seat and she was driving. And I remember looking ahead of us and saying, "Mom, I think that Mount Diablo is on fire." It's not a big mountain, it's just like a local mountain that everyone knows about. And as any good mother would do, she reassured me that no, it's just like clouds or whatever. But then later that night, my dad was watching TV and we saw that
Mount Diablo fire is burning in Contra Costa County, but people across the Bay Area are feeling the impact.
Lo and behold, Mount Diablo was on fire. And I think that's the first wildfire season that I really remember.
There are air quality concerns now in this area, stretching from the Tri-Valley down south to Santa Clara County.
In 11th grade was our first smoke day. You know, you always hear about kids in the East Coast having snow days where white snow is falling from above. They're excited, they're happy, they get to get off school, they get to play outside. And then smoke days are almost the exact opposite. Ash is falling from the sky and it's deemed a health hazard where you can't go outside and play or do anything. I was walking with my family in like downtown Culver City this summer, and it was just a big crowd of people, and I don't know what happened. I was just walking and something just hit me, and I was like, what if something happens right now? What if there's a mass shooting? Whenever I walk into a classroom, I kind of make sure I know where the exits are, I know where the windows are, because you never know what might happen. Is something that I don't think older generations get, especially one of my cousins, he's in his 30s, and on our cousin group chat, something came up about gun laws, and he said something, and I got really upset because I was like, you haven't been in school for God knows how long. You don't know what it's like. You don't know the anxiety behind sitting there and not knowing what a loud sound is. I often hear adults saying, like, oh, wow, the youth are so strong. They're so empowering. They're this, they're that. Okay, like, you think we're empowering. Thank you. You think we're strong. Thank you. But can you do something to improve our situation? Can you listen to us?
That was 19-year-old Zainab Javed from Danville, California. She volunteers with Youth Versus Apocalypse, a climate action group based in Oakland. Here's another teenager who sees the challenges around her clearly, but is also cautiously optimistic about the future.
My name is Hannah Baptiste. I'm 17 years old, and I live in Brockton, Massachusetts. I felt very isolated. I had a lot of my activities cut from my schedule because they were either canceled due to COVID guidelines or they were restricted for upperclassmen. To get by, I would usually try and talk to my friends as much as I could. And during the last 18 months, any form of connection that you can find is good. During the pandemic, we could focus on ourselves a lot more, and we could focus on the world around us a lot more. We had the Black Lives Matter movement erupt, and then we had a lot of people getting evicted because they were losing their jobs due to COVID. And I just feel like even though the restrictions are loosening up, a lot of that is still present today, and it's important that no one forgets that. I do experience microaggressions a lot, comments about my hair or about how well-spoken I am, people saying I sound white. It usually just comes as a shock. And in that moment, you just don't know what to say. I just think, am I really just well-spoken, or do you just not expect someone like me to sound that way? a lot of people are just standing up more for what's right. So I do feel like this generation can change the world. A world worth returning to is one where we can recognize the problems in our society and actually work towards fixing it. If we recognize it and make efforts to ending systems of oppression, making improvements in everyone's lives so everyone can live their best life, regardless of race, wealth, class, status. A world worth returning to is one where everyone is seen. In order to get that, we have to work towards it.
That was Hannah Baptiste from Brockton, Massachusetts. We connected with Hannah when she submitted a poem about her experience during COVID to WBUR's Pandemic Generation Project. Thanks so much for listening. And by the way, if you haven't already, subscribe to the On Point podcast wherever you get your podcasts. I'm Meghna Chakrabarty. This is On Point.